Everything you value, safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Tune to WLAW Sports and catch all the WLAW Sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at thumbnet.net or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Kayla Carson are on your call tonight. And right now we're bringing in the expert of all experts here. He's looking around. The editor of the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul Adams, is joining us tonight. Welcome to the broadcast, Paul.
Oh, thanks for having me, Clark. It's a pleasure. I'm looking for that expert, but I don't see any up here.
We'll find him.
We brought Paul up against Menominee for Harbor Beach back in week number three. It seems like an eternity. Over two months ago now, and here we are in the heart of football season. We're going to go through all the other area games tonight, starting with eight-man football playoffs. And some very interesting games going on. We have Owendale-Gagetown against North Huron taking place in Kindy tonight. Paul, what are your thoughts on this game?
Oh, this is a grudge match. This is North Huron's been waiting for this game for a long, long time. Owen Gage left the league, or actually left 11-man football back in 2008. Left the league a couple years ago and really burned a lot of bridges on the way out. And Owen Gage has been, in all truth, avoiding playing any NCTL teams, and now the state is forcing them to play an NCTL team, the best eight-man team, or the best eight-man league in the state. It's produced all the state champions, and I truly believe that it's going to produce another state champion, whether that be North Huron or Peck. So this is definitely a grudge match. It's one that Owen Gage, you know, you got to talk about Owen Gage. They want to prove themselves. They've been hearing all the talk. They've been hearing what I've been having to say a lot, and they want to prove not only me wrong, but everybody else wrong, and say, you know what, they have played a weak schedule, but, you know, they are a good team, and that's why we have the playoffs. They have that chance to prove that tonight. So this is going to be a very emotionally charged game for sure.
And on the other side of the bracket, which these teams would meet in next round, or she's to say two rounds down the road, Carsonville, Port Sanilac, and Peck going on tonight in Peck.
Yeah, a rematch of a regular season where Peck really handled that game pretty well. I think Peck's widely considered maybe the best team in the state, or at least on the short list with the Rapid River and Battle Creek St. Philip. But I would think, you know, just out of past history, I'd say Peck is the best team in the state. CPS is rapidly improving, but I don't think they're improved enough to stop that high-powered attack of Peck. I mean, you're talking to a team that's averaging over 50 points a game. I would think something would have to go really, really wrong for Peck to lose this game. But, you know, you look at that draw, and they're staring at Lawrence and Battle Creek St. Philip on the other side of that bracket. So that's a very, very tough draw starting with CPS tonight for Peck. And you got to remember, Peck went through the state champions last week with Deckerville.
And now we move on to 11-man football in the playoffs. Division 6, Saginaw-Vell and Montrose Hill-McCloy. Dave, your thoughts on this one first.
Oh, man. Looking at our local teams losing last week with Marlette and Reese losing to these two teams and losing to them quite handily. Both teams scored 40-plus points against our Reese and our Marlette. Boy, Saginaw-Vell and Montrose Hill-McCloy are in for a battle here. This ought to be a great game to see for anybody that can watch it. It's a coin toss to me. I like the home team. I like Montrose in this game, but we all know Saginaw-Vell can bring it at any time. So,
Paul?
Yeah, I agree with what Dave just said. Montrose seems to me like what they did to Reese again last week really backed up that they are for real. I've been saying all year that Nouvelle is a little bit down, and I look at the points that Nouvelle gave up last week to Marlette. I think it was 27 points. To me, that was a little alarming when you consider the fact that Harbor Beach only allowed 6 points or 7 points to Marlette. So they can definitely be scored upon. Montrose carries in a real big physical team with them. I think Montrose wins this game, and I think they're heading for a showdown with the three-time defending state champion in Division 6, Ithaca.
I think you nailed that right on. Montrose held down a Reese team very, very well, where Saginaw, they Saginaw-Vell seem to have handled Marlette well, but Marlette scored on them, like you said. So I don't know. I think Montrose's defense is too good here. I think they are going to win here.
All right. Well, let's see. Now we're going to move right to our spectacle here. It's called the Media Roundtable, presented by yours truly, Clark Ramsey. And here's the rules. Each media representative selects their pick along with a final score and an explanation. The winner, the person who selected the correct winner and is as closest in point differential, will be deemed this week's winner. We're going to do this the rest of the postseason here. So get ready, Paul. I hope you're ready. But if all media representatives are wrong in the pick, the most accurate point differential is used to determine the week's winner. This is going to get – I love words. So and I sell insurance. Shocking. If there is a tie in any situation, whether it be in team and or point differential, whoever scores closest to the actual score based on the game's winning team will be used to deem the winner. Anyway, just be right, and we don't need to worry about
what
that.
What do we win?
You – That's down the road. There's
a lot of rules. We got to win something.
There's
right?
a trophy in the works.
Oh, okay. All right.
So joining us today, this of course, is Paul P. Adams, sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, and Dave Hansen, PGA Pro, an in-game and analyst for WALEW Sports. Paul, you're our guest. Why don't you go first?
All right. This game at hand, I think it comes real simple. This is the number that's been bouncing around in my head all week, 46-12, and here's why. Looking at what Bat did last week, I think they're going to be physical enough to go down and put a couple drives together because I've seen that happen against Harbor Beach. We'll just go back to week 9. USA was able to do that. I think Bath is kind of cut out of that mold a little bit. But I just don't think that Bath has the offense, really only scoring around 24 points a game to really keep up with Harbor Beach. They haven't seen a team with that team speed. I think they are just simply not going to be able to stop this offense. So I just think too much offense and not enough defense for Bath. So 46-12 is my pick.
And Mr. Hansen.
Well, Clark, I have Harbor Beach beating Bath also. My differential isn't as large. I got 43-18, and here's why. I do think Bath is going to have the ability to score a couple times tonight. I think Rhindress has the ability to get them a touchdown or two, even if it comes in garbage time. But I do think Harbor Beach handily does win this game. Their offense, as Paul said, is way, way too high-powered, and I don't think Bath has seen a team that looks like this. So, and Harbor Beach's defense, I really think, is going to take away the pass. You may see a defensive score or a couple interceptions of some kind. I just think their ball hawks in the backfield are too good.
You're tuned to WLIW Sports. We have Dave Hansen taking the under and Paul with the over, both with Harbor Beach taking a victory. We'll see how you do in the postgame show. Paul, thanks for joining
us
up here.
Thanks for having me on. It's fun.
Well, you know, we got a heater here,
so
I think you're happy about that, too.
All right, yeah, well, absolutely. I got to go down there and freeze. You guys stay warm.
You have a great game out there. That's Paul Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune. Join us for a media roundtable, and when we return, we'll break down the Bath Fighting Bees. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Tonight's broadcast is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, and Kayla Carson, Associate Director of Media Relations, on your broadcast team tonight as the crowd is filing in on both sides. Both teams brought their bands out. It's a battle of the bands, a battle of the gridiron, and the battle of the broadcasters as well here, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, why not? As Bath is about to enter the field, and let's take a look at the Fighting Bees. The Pollinators are 6-4 on the season, finishing third in the Central Michigan Athletic Conference at 4-3 and defeating Lakers last week 27-14. Chris Reipstra is the head coach for the Royal Blue, White, and Silver, who haven't had a winning season since 2000, including four winless seasons in that streak. Bath started out the season 2-3 in an up-and-down first half to the year, but got hot after a 20-19 victory over conference foe Langsburg in week number 6. They would finish the regular season winning 3 of their last 4 regular season games to clinch an at-large bid at 5-4.
Yeah, this team has one game of playoff experience.